There was shock and sadness when former All-Pro linebacker Junior Seau committed suicide on May 2nd. He was just 43. And our next guest also expressed regret. He's Sports Illustrated senior writer Peter King, who covered Seau's 20-year NFL career, and he now joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Peter, regret. Why?
Well, because I'm part of the hype machine, and so many of us wrote factually, but perhaps embellished a bit too much about how Junior Seau was a Superman-type figure. Never got hurt. I mean, I watched him be an absolutely dominant player in a game in Buffalo one time when Seau had a legitimately torn hamstring. Mm. So once you start to tell somebody, which we told America over and over again, that Junior Seau was this superior being who played through the kind of pain that would put people out for 6 weeks. You just start to question after his career what happens when Superman needs help.
Well, and you say further, you and other sports writers made it impossible for him to seek help, even, you know, when he was playing and he was hurt. If his legacy, if his heroism is that he plays in pain, then he has to play in pain.
During the 14 years of his prime, before he really literally just broke down, in those 14 years, he only missed 9 games. And, you know, Robin, he played like the Tasmanian devil. He just was unstoppable. He was Pete Rose in a football uniform. You always watched him and say, how can he play at that speed for an entire game, especially when he had some legitimate injuries? And I don't know how much of a factor that was in his post-career life, because I'm not sure that being Superman and not being able to ask for help is the reason why he did this. I think in the past few weeks, some other factors have come out. His business investments appeared to be in great financial distress. But I'm just saying that for my part, I'm going to think hard again before I place somebody else in a stratosphere above human.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, we don't know what happened to Junior Seau, but you seem to be saying that players that were lionized for not talking about physical pain, then when they are in retirement, you know, wouldn't even have the skills to talk about emotional pain if it was there. And you put some of your writing in the article. You mentioned that hamstring injury, and, you know, even in writing about it, it makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, because, you know, you think about what a hamstring, how that feels, and you wrote about how he was playing with this torn hamstring, and here's some of your writing. This was an injury that would sideline most players for 2 weeks, trainer James Collins had thought after examining Seau in St. Louis. But as he left the team plane upon arrival in San Diego, Seau said to Collins, "See you at 5:30. Sure enough, 7 hours later, Seau was there. Mythic writing about the playing.
I have to tell you, Robin, he's not alone. I'll never forget, there was a New York Giants quarterback named Kent Graham, who, it was a bad Giants team in 1998, and we in the press just treated Kent Graham like Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin or something after that game, because he turns out he played that game with a severe concussion. Half the time didn't know where he was, and he ended up taking a bad Giants team and beating a 13-0 Denver Broncos team. And so Kent Graham was basically held up on America's shoulders for doing something so brave, when in reality, what we know now is that that really isn't smart.
Well, you know what I'm wondering, Peter? What are you hearing from other sports writers? You know, Joe Drape is a great friend of this program. He's the king of horse race writing, and he's been reexamining that sport, even though he loves it, you know, taking a closer look at maybe what he didn't want to see about how the horses were treated. Here you are doing this soul searching. Are you hearing from other sports writers saying, yeah, come to think of it, why are we applauding playing in pain?
I haven't, but I definitely am going to raise this topic this summer when I go out to 20 to 25 NFL training camps. I think it's important for us to write, considering the fact that our words sometimes can carry tremendous weight. As I look back on that story on Seau and on other stories I've done, I think that I'm going to now ask the question every time I'm with one of these players, why are you doing this? You could be hurting yourself permanently. They're going to say whatever they're going to say, but I think that I'm going to be less in a position to basically turn guys into these heroic figures. I think it's unrealistic for us to expect our sports heroes to not feel pain.
Well, and you do know what they're going to say, because you have an exchange with Junior Seau in your article when he said to you, the corporate game, the media game, we have to play that game, but the game I'm playing is the one about respect. You earn it between the lines. And he got all choked up, and he said, finally, it's about courage.
Robin, there was a scene that I didn't write about, but I'll never forget it. One of the assistant coaches on the team came up to Seau while he was getting what he called his broke hamstring treated after the game, and he just gave him a huge hug and said to him, "You're a warrior, man." And Seau just nodded, and the guy went away, and he basically said, "That's what I'm playing for." There are a lot of guys who are like Seau who, hey, they like the money. They like taking care of their families and all that. But there's a warrior ethos that I totally agree with you. That's not going to go away.
But it sounds like you're saying, instead of saying you're a warrior, you want to say you're injured, you know? And,
yeah.
And it takes a lot of courage to admit that sometimes.
So many players feel like if I let my backup play and he plays well, I might not get my job back, number one. Number two, I'm going to get the reputation that I won't sell out for the team. And that's a whole big issue in and of itself that I believe is at the core of why we see so many debilitating injuries and why we see so many NFL players suffering long-term after their careers are over. I just think the lesson that I've learned in the last few years is be careful about lionizing players for playing with injuries that nobody should play with. I think the more logical way to look at it is, dude, get to the sidelines. Somebody else is going to have to play.
Peter King, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, talking about his own soul searching after the suicide of Junior Seau. His article is entitled "Playing in Pain, All Men Are Mortal." Peter, thanks so much.
All right, Robin, thank you.
So there you have that. You can read Peter's SI essay at hereandnow.org, where you can also weigh in. Do you think sports writers are partly at fault, part of the machine that mythically lionizes players? Maybe we're all at fault. Let us know at hereandnow.org. You can also click on Contact Us to send an email. You can go to facebook.com/hereandnowradio or tweet us at hereandnowrobin or at hereandnow. Let us know your thoughts.